This is Lewis Navalier. It is Monday, September 13th. Well, everybody, I just want to update you on the market and what I expect this week. We had a relatively strong opening, but it was mostly in the Dow stocks. They were artificially weak last week while we were a little stronger. NASDAQ is not that strong today, although the Russell 2000 is. So we're still in a mixed market. And the second half of September is a lot better than the first half, so I expect things to be firming up. Now, tomorrow we're going to get an inflation report on the CPI, and it will be bad. There's no doubt about it. The report on wholesale inflation, the PPI, was bad last week. So we expect a bad CPI. One of the things exacerbating inflation right now is energy prices. The demand for natural gas is very strong because a lot of the green sources have fizzled. Europe has barely 30% of its normal wind output. They have a lot of windmills in Europe because it's a big high-pressure system sitting over there. So now they got to burn more natural gas, get more LNG. Here in the U.S., out west, we're in drought. So some of the dams in California have stopped producing electricity. The Pacific Northwest is down considerably. So that means more natural gas peaker power plants. So you have a lot of energy inflation right now, which you normally do not have this time of year, okay? Normally, the weather cools, energy demand drops, okay? And both crude oil and natural gas prices fall, but that's not happening. So it's very interesting, and so that just means we've got more inflation than we normally do. The other thing that's going on is obviously a lot of people are expecting these big tax increases and a lot of spending. Well, that's dead on arrival. Obviously, the $1.35 trillion spending package that the House sent to the Senate is dead. Senator Joe Manchin from West Virginia made that clear on the Sunday talk shows. He did hint that, you know, if they can cut the spending to $1.5 trillion, down from $3.5 trillion, maybe he'll consider something. You know, they're already talking about reducing corporate taxes, increases and things like that. You know, there's so much infighting, and it's possible nothing is going to happen, okay? That spending package has a lot of interesting things like free child health care, more green initiatives. And the truth of the matter is that we lost a lot of jobs because the schools closed, okay? If you look at the 5+ million jobs that did not come back pre-pandemic, the biggest proportion was working mothers. So, you know, just open the schools, okay? And which they are open in most states. And that will help with the childcare situation. The other thing is the green initiatives are just a mess right now. The electric cars require more computer chips than the internal combustion cars, so that's exacerbating the chip shortage that we're profiting from because we have the Taiwanese chip companies. The other comment I have is that GM's electrification strategy is in total chaos right now because they have to replace every battery in the Chevy Bolt. And they've stopped production of the Bolt. GM is meeting with LG Chem, arguing who's going to pay for all this. And obviously, the Bolt was the third best-selling EV in America, and it was the most affordable one, and most people thought it was a cute little car. And now it has been tarnished because of this battery replacement thing that's going on. So it's hard to implement the EV agenda, and the government's also, not being very nice to Tesla because they're investigating their autonomous driving and the crashes. And that's a serious thing, so that continues. So the whole EV agenda is I wouldn't say it's on hold, but it's stalled in America while it's booming in China and Europe. So interesting times we're in. All I can tell you is our best defense is strong offense, the fundamentally superior stocks. The Beige Book report last week hinted that that the economy is really decelerating fast. So we do expect a dovish FOMC statement next week. We still expect the Fed to announce that they're going to taper. The European Central Bank last week announced they might begin tapering. The inflation's a worldwide problem right now. And your best oasis in an inflationary environment is the stock market. So stocks profit in inflationary environments. So I think long term we're in good shape here. So I know there's a lot of chaos, there's a lot of cross currents, there's a lot of negativity. But folks, it's very simple. Your best defense, strong offense, and fundamentally superior stocks that can continue to post strong sales and earnings. The seasonally strong time of year should start commencing here very quickly. October is a seasonally strong month. I know a lot of people remember October 87, but in the last 30 years, October is a strong month, okay? We're also going to have strong earnings announced mid-October. The second half of September is strong for us because we benefit from quarter and window dressing. There's a 90-day ETF realignment where a lot of the equally weighted ETFs are forced to add to our stocks. So we'll benefit from that. So hang in there. It's still going to be volatile, but the coast is going to be clear here soon, and a lot of our stocks are going to be firming up fast. So I just want you guys to hang on and try to ignore a lot of the negative press out there because, you know, a lot of stuff is made up just to get you all excited and all riled up. And I'll see how riled up folks are. I'll be speaking at the money show in Las Vegas here in the next couple of days. And we'll see how riled up the public is. It's always interesting for me to observe. And but as far as I'm concerned, we're going to be in great shape. So hang on, enjoy the ride, folks. Our stocks are the oasis out there. And that's your update. Take care. It's Louis Navelier.